talking today with Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell. Now, you are here at the Stockyards today for a very special occasion. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was really cool. All three of the major ag groups in Oklahoma, ourselves at Farm Bureau, AFR with Scott Bluebaugh, and then the Cattlemen with Michael Kelsey, were here to announce our joint support. Each group individually voted to support Attorney General John O'Connor for re-election. And so it was really cool to see us all on the same side and all announcing today. And we're hoping to create some momentum that'll help propel the Attorney General into a full term, a full four-year term as Attorney General.
Absolutely. Lawmakers wrapped up last week. What were some of your big wins, do you think?
Oh, we're actually still still digesting through. I mean, probably some of the biggest wins are things we kept from happening. There was a lot of defense that was played in committees and on the floor, so we were able to stop some county zoning initiatives, and a number of other things were on the table that we caught at earlier stages. One of our biggest successes probably is in funding of getting extra funds to the Animal Diagnostic Laboratory at Stillwater and some extra funding to the OSU Vet School. They're getting ready to come up for a review, I think, is it next year or year after next, and there's a lot of concern about our vet school and the size of the staffing relative to other vet schools and how we'll fare in accreditation. So we're trying to make sure that we protect and grow that asset that we have at OSU at the vet school. And we're pleased that the legislature put some, part of that was redirecting and funding directly the Animal Diagnostic Laboratory instead of taking that out of the vet school. And part of it was some new money for the vet school. And then we were able to continue some extra help for the extension service that we're very excited about. And then got through some of the bills that helped clean up the cannabis or marijuana situation. So those are probably some of the key successes of this session.
And I know I heard we're shooting for broadband across the state of Oklahoma, 95% by the year 2027. That's pretty big.
That would be huge. Nobody knows exactly what that price tag will be, and so that's going to be limited, I'm sure, by how much state and federal dollars come into that and how competitive our efforts are on that at the federal level, because most of that money comes from the federal level. Although the state has stepped up and been making some commitments there, even though they sound like big dollars, they get lost pretty quickly with what the cost of broadband is. And the broadband that's left to do gets harder and harder because there's fewer and fewer people per mile. So there's a reason why the RECs have passed on a lot of the communities and parts of the state that are left. They keep telling us they need 8 to 12 paying customers per mile to make it work, even with the federal incentives. And we have a large part of the state, especially in the central and western part of our state, where we don't have anywhere near 8 to 12 paying customers per mile. So those get exceptionally expensive. And so it's going to be a battle we're going to be doing every year, keeping trying to find funding and keeping trying to find that effort, keep that effort going until we get broadband to everyone.
2023 Farm Bill coming up, not that far away. What is Farm Bureau wanting to see?
Well, we're hard at work on that already. We already have a committee at both the federal level that's working on that and a state level that's starting to work on that. It's probably not going to get really serious till after the fall elections, because most everyone expects a change, at least on the House side. Most all the prognosticators are expecting the House to flip from Democrat to Republican, which would mean a change in committee staffs and a change in committee leadership. And the Senate is very much in question. It's probably more questionable whether it's going to stay with the current plan or whether it'll swap parties too. So there are some committee hearings that are going on around the country already with the existing ag committees. So we're certainly watching those, trying to have people contributing around the country at those. But I think that'll step up another notch of seriousness once we get the November elections passed. But our general goal is to protect the existing farm programs. And with I think by the time we get to the farm bill, we're likely to be in different economic situations. There's likely to be a lot more concerned about federal spending. There have been huge growths in the food stamp and other parts of the ag bill that are going to be putting pressure on that overall number. So our main goal is going to be protecting what we have and protecting the risk programs and the insurance programs, and of course the extension and research efforts that are also part of that. So that's probably our main goal, but we're waiting until we see what the ballpark looks like or what the playing field looks like.
Absolutely. Well, on a lighter note, what are some fun things coming up this summer with Farm Bureau?
Oh, we got lots of fun stuff. We're getting ready to have, with your being a reporter, yes, this is one that you'll probably like too. Last year we started a FFA Reporters Conference, and we're having the second one of those this year in July. So we're going to be having FFA reporters from around the state in for a day full of training with media, how to get stories ready for their local news media, and for whether that be newspaper or radio or TV or on the internet. And And so we're going to be working with those young people and giving them a lot of hands-on training. And so that's something we're looking forward to. We've got a youth legislative experience that we're doing with 4-H and FFA that's also in July that we're looking forward to. We have a youth leadership program that's in June that's going to have some outstanding top youth in for a very intensive leadership experience for a full week in June. That's a new program that just started a few years ago under our Young Farmers and Ranchers program, but aimed at high school juniors and seniors to be. So we've got a lot of youth programs coming up besides all of our traditional programs. And I, of course, one of the biggest is we just got news that the Rural Investment Fund we've been working on for some time, we just got word the state is going to match the $5 million we put in. So we're this may be the first public announcement of that, but we're going to get a $5 million match from the state to go with the $5 million that we've put up, and we'll use that to hopefully help fund and finance seed investments in new rural, new ag-related and rural businesses across our state, trying to figure out ways that we motivate and start new entrepreneurs in the agricultural sector outside of Oklahoma City and Tulsa around our states.
Yeah, and that's going to be super important because we're trying at this point just to get people to either stay on the farm or get back to the farm.
And an important part, of farming these days is a lot of times one of the couple has to have some outside employment so that they have health care and a regular paycheck and all, because farming is kind of an irregular paycheck. And so it's important for us to keep Main Street's viable and to create new businesses across our state. And we've talked about that. We've talked about the brain drain and the population drain from rural Oklahoma for years. We saw a little bit of reversal during COVID when we had a few folks that could work from anywhere that have come back to rural Oklahoma. So we're between that and the possibilities that broadband brings, we're going to try to play into that and help try to create a climate for more startups in rural Oklahoma.
It's going to be an exciting summer for Farm Bureau.
There's no shortage of projects going on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Casey.